communities are a pattern of rural and often isolated, although they're not necessarily meeting the distance that is in the U.S. Ag Bill. And that was in round one of ARRA, what USDA Rural Utility Service relied upon. Secretary Vilsack actually changed that definition for round two, although the word didn't really get out. I'm flagging this because we know the advantage of broadband to everybody, but including rural and farming communities, just to get the information about how to improve their use of water and be more efficient and get their products to market. And so any thought leadership from the FCC on what should be the definition of rural that takes into account a state such as California that is so heavily ag, but our agricultural communities, although isolated, don't tend to be as far apart as what the definitions are of some federal legislation, would be really helpful in order to get our state served.
Good to know.
Thank you.
Great. Any other questions, comments, inspirations? If not, let me just offer a few comments in closing as we begin to wind down. It's been about 2 hours, and I think a very, very robust and constructive, productive conversation. Main thing I want to share is just how thrilled I am that we're actually having this conversation today. For those of you, there's a lot of familiar faces in the audience because, you know, you come to all the committee meetings and you weigh in all the bills that come through, and there's a good chunk of new, relatively new faces or infrequent faces to the committee. So a lot of you know this, but not all of you do. Prior to my election to the Senate, I served for 7.5 years on the City Council in Los Angeles. I was first elected in 1999 and within 2 weeks made chair of the Information Technology Committee for the City of Los Angeles. Mr. Brown is smiling because he remembers some of those early discussions and debates. And I remember at the time talking about the digital divide, because large areas of the district that I represent, the very community I grew up in, is one of those that's on the wrong side of that gap. And it was, even back in those days, the beginnings of my efforts to do what I can to close the digital divide. And whether it was looking for private investment to step up to the plate or driving public policy to try to effectuate it, it seemed like 100% of the dialogue was strictly limited to infrastructure build-out. You know, you either had the fiber optics in your neighborhood or you didn't. And even if it was in your neighborhood, was it, you know, down the middle of your street where you can connect, or was it just, you know, somewhere in the vicinity, and what your options may or may not be, hardwired or wireless. But for those advocates in this space, we know that, well, the physical connection, as difficult as it has been, and we've made a lot of progress since then, is just one piece. Because you can have the cable offerings, you can have the telecommunications offerings, you can have the wireless offerings. If people aren't adopting and subscribing, then what's it for? So then we have the adoption piece, the awareness piece. And then there's the digital literacy piece, because you can have the wire running through, you can be a subscriber, you can have the hardware maybe in your home, because that's very different than schools and libraries, as much as schools and libraries and other community public spaces play a role here. If you don't have the knowledge with which to utilize everything that broadband, the internet, and all the apps bring to us, then we're also missing out on the potential and the opportunity. And it wasn't, from my observation, until the Obama administration came in, where from top down, so this is my big kudos to the FCC, that the dialogue of public and private soon thereafter following broadened beyond just the physical infrastructure question of digital divide. So I thank you, because I know you've been at the core of all this, the quarterback is what they call you, in bringing that dialogue along, not just for us here in the state of California, but all 50 states in the nation because of that federal leadership. So thank you. It pleases me. We do have our work cut out for us still, and we keep plugging away, but we've come a long way in these last 10, 11 years, and I'm only excited about where we'll be a few years from now. So I wanted to share that with everybody. And if there's any closing remarks, Mr. Katz, before we wind this down?
No, just to say thank you, Senator, and thanks to everyone who came. The comments and particularly the questions, very much appreciated. We remain open for business and eager to hear from folks in the months and years ahead. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, and glad we could facilitate a visit home, especially during the winter months. Getting out of Washington is always good. So thank you all for participating here. Stay tuned to committee this year, and look forward to seeing you.